Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We've arrived to a new week. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for the next about 35 minutes or so. We're going to wrap things up at 6:45 today as we'll get out of here early. SLU basketball, they've got an inner-city rivalry game tonight. They play host to Lindenwood. That's going to be a 7 o'clock tip over at Shea Fitz Arena. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., they've got the call of the game, and their coverage again will begin in 35 minutes at 6:45. Right here on KMOX. We got a busy, very busy three-segment short show tonight. In our next segment, we are going to be joined by Natalie Jones, a native St. Louisan. She is the sports director at ABC 17 in Columbia and mid-Missouri. Where do the Tigers go from here after losing this past weekend? A tough loss for them and any possibility of the college football playoff that's out the door. So we'll talk with her about that. And then our final segment, we'll listen in a little bit to what Jim Montgomery had to say today as the Blues practice. A little bit of a light week this week for the Blues. They played Saturday. That was a disappointing loss. A game against Seattle where they had a 3-2 lead fairly late and gave up the equalizer, and then ended up giving up the game winner in overtime. They'll play tomorrow, and then they'll play Friday, Saturday. But because from Monday through Thursday, you know, just the one game during the midweek, it's a little bit of a lighter week, and they're able to get onto the practice ice a bit more. And hopefully that's going to be a good thing for them. Wanted to start with baseball. And this is somewhat breaking news. It came out over the last 3 hours or so, and we've spent a fair amount of time talking about this story. The story being the sports gambling situation right now in the country and what has happened. We had the NBA arrest just a couple weeks ago. You go back to the middle of the year, and that's when Major League Baseball had their issue with Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase. And by the way, those two guys, they've been federally indicted now. So, I mean, this is taking another step forward. They're at risk of jail time at this point, which is not good. Luis Ortiz appeared in a federal courtroom earlier tonight, or earlier today, I should say. He did get his release, a number of conditions that go along with that. He had to surrender his passport. He had to restrict his travel to the northeast portion of the country, and he had to post a $500,000 bail. Was also ordered to avoid contact with anyone who could be viewed as a victim, a witness, or a co-defendant in the case. So That's where they're at with Luis Ortiz for Class A. It hasn't gone that far. Class A is believed to be outside of the United States right now, so we'll have to watch how this situation plays out. Class A is not in the U.S., and if this thing could really get escalated if they have a hard time finding them. But all that's kind of the side story to what I believe it or not. Yeah, that's the side story. The business of sports and all aspects of sports, including sports gambling, is something that I have an interest in. And my belief is, and this is not a pro sports gambling or an anti sports gambling sort of thing, but my belief is that legalized sports gambling does help stuff get brought out into the light. Whether it's the NBA situation, whether it's this situation, these sports books have the infrastructure, have everything in place where if there is some unusual betting activity, they're going to be able to catch it. And it's not something that's going to be caught if a lot of the money that's coming in is going to offshore books or going to illegal third-party books, things like that. But whether it's Vegas or whether it's the legalized sports gambling across the country, those organizations are able to spot when some stuff that shouldn't be happening is likely happening. So Major League Baseball, and look, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NFL, whether it's the NHL, all of these leagues have gotten in bed with the sports betting companies. And we can argue whether or not that is appropriate or not, but it is what it is, and it is not changing. Where that can be a little bit of a positive, and if you're not familiar with the Class A and Ortiz thing, allegedly those two guys would throw certain pitches. They would throw balls at certain points, and people were able to pitch or bet on individual pitches. So Class A Ortiz allegedly had a deal with sports gamblers that they would get paid to, say, throw the first pitch of the third inning in the dirt so it for sure would go for a ball, and then all the bettors would win that money. That is what is alleged. Well, Major League Baseball has worked with sports books to try to put something in place to make this less likely to happen. Prominent U.S. sports books are going to establish a nationwide $200 betting limit on baseball wagers that are centered on individual pitches, and those type of bets cannot be included in parlays. So basically what that means is the sports books are going to limit the upside of doing this, where you can't go bet more than $200 on a certain pitch. I love that this is happening. I love that this is happening. I think it is the right move. We are in a brand new world of sports gambling being legal across much of the United States, including in Missouri on December 1st in just a few weeks. It's too easy to try to do the type of things that Ortiz and Class A were alleged to have done. And for those guys, like, it was a really dumb thing that they did because they sacrificed big time money to make a few thousand dollars. But for them, they're going to think through the head and say, what's the big deal? I'm going to throw ball one. I might have thrown ball one anyways. So this isn't a big deal. I can go help a friend out. I can go do this or that. I can make a few dollars. And it doesn't really – this is not throwing a game. This is not doing any of that. So I'm sure that's the rationalization that's being used by these players when they agree to these type of things. So now if you're a bettor and you can't bet more than $200, and the idea of not putting it in parlays is – if you get the pitcher to agree to throw five different individual pitches for a ball, then you can bring all that together and up the return. Good on Major League Baseball. Good on the sports books. Major League Baseball has been in discussions with the authorized sports book partners about this, and it just makes sense. So that's a good step forward. I think the NBA is probably going to do some things when it comes to limits on betting on players' production, especially players who maybe are not main roster guys or G League call-ups, whatever it might be. But more of this certainly does need to end up happening. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Mizzou football. Natalie Jones is going to join us. She's with us in just a moment here on KMOX.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're taking you to about 6:45 tonight. We're done early for St. Louis University basketball. They're going to match up against Lindenwood coming up this evening. Right now, very happy to welcome back onto the program. She is a St. Louisan. She is the sports director at ABC 17 in Columbia. She is Natalie Jones. You follow her on Twitter at NatalieABC17. She spells Natalie with an H, so N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E. Natalie, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
So a little bit of a bummer for Mizzou this weekend. It was going to be a tough task to beat Texas A&M, but it turned into a game where, especially offensively, they just did not match up. Where do the Tigers go from here?
Well, it's tough because, you know, I was just talking to some folks this weekend, and it feels like in this 12-team playoff world where you get your third loss and you're out of playoff contention, it feels like the season's over, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It kind of had some finality to it, it almost felt like. So now, of course, if you're the Tigers, you're looking at a bowl game. They're already bowl eligible for the season, and you want to finish out the season out strong. I think that speaks to the culture. I think it's important for them to finish out these final three games strong. But it's kind of weird where things sit in this college football playoff universe. I think it's great because teams are engaged so much longer than they would have been in the past when it was four teams. But once you kind of get that third loss and you're out of contention, it really does feel like, all right, is it hoop season now, right? So you're finishing out these last three games. But like I said, for Drinkwitz, I think the big thing is the culture piece for him here. I mean, he wants to finish these out strong, especially when you look forward to the next season ahead and the guys that are going to be sticking around.
A lot of people look at this game as the game that knocks them out of playoff contention, but is it more appropriate to kind of go back in time and really look at the Alabama game and the Vanderbilt game and say, those were really winnable games, and if you win those games, a loss against Texas A&M has different implications?
Yeah, you see, in my mind, those losses should be more painful for the fan base, right? I get this was kind of the one that was really like, all right, it's done, right? Like, there's no chance of going to the playoffs, really, right? But Alabama, Vanderbilt, you had a chance. It was a one-score game. You were right there. That would be a breakthrough win for this program. It's something they've been so close to so many times over the years. And I think those would be the frustrating ones if it was me in the fan base, right? So I do think those were kind of more the final punches, right? When you're a playoff committee and you're looking at, you know, those close games, I think those were more damaging to what Mizzou was doing this season than the Texas A&M one. I think Texas A&M is one of the best teams in the country. Mizzou had a lot of odds stacked against him. I don't think this was an unexpected result going into this game.
So a lot of people look at the record against top 25 teams under Eli Drinkwitz. It's not great, but very few coaches have great records against top 25 teams because you're playing good teams. But at what point does the fact that they are having a hard time breaking through. What does that mean for this program? How do they break through? I mean, just that whole situation, because that's what's keeping them out right now.
And, you know, I can tell it's frustrating for Coach Drinkwitz. I mean, he was asked about his record against top 25 teams in the postgame press conference, and he sat there silent for probably about 8 seconds, you know, and said, you know, they're all good teams. I think it just speaks to how hard it is to break through in the SEC. You know, I think if you're in a different conference, if Drinkwitz, I mean, you saw his success when he was in the Sun Belt, but I think if you even go to another power conference, it's maybe a little bit different, but the SEC is just so loaded that it's hard to break through in those games. So I do think it's a frustrating thing. I don't know what the next steps look like. You know, I think Drinkwitz needs to have that breakthrough win. He's had great wins as Mizzou's head coach, but I don't think he really has that signature win, the breakthrough moment for this program. And I think that's what he's really set the expectation as. I think that's why the fan base is a bit frustrated at this point, because a bowl game is no longer the expectation. I think he's set the standard that, okay, this team is talented enough to get these kind of breakthrough wins. I think he has the talent. Now he has to find the winning moment to go win those games, and obviously he hasn't found those yet.
How important is to, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, the guy can't handle things emotionally or anything, but Matt Zoller's going through that. That's a tough day for a young quarterback. What's the steps moving forward just to make sure that that doesn't mark who he is for this season, and that he does continue to take steps forward?
Well, and that's the bad thing about putting a true freshman in a situation like this. It's a bad situation to have to put him in, because I think Matt Zollers has an incredible natural talent. He has a great arm. I mean, we saw it all throughout fall camp. I think it was a thing where he just needed to sit and develop this year, right? And then you kind of get thrown into the fire. You don't want it to hurt his confidence. That's the thing. I mean, it was a rough game. I mean, if you go back and watch the tape, the offensive line didn't have its best day, but there's a lot of moments where the pocket was clean, and he just didn't make the throw, right? The throw was off the mark. I think when he was trying to throw deep, it more felt like a Hail Mary than anything. You know, there was a couple good throws to Donovan Alubide, which I think he's going to make an impact for the Tigers for years to come. But Matt Zollers, you don't want it to impact his confidence much. I do think it's tough, because how could it not, right? I mean, it's such a national scale. I think this week it's on his teammates, you know what I mean, to kind of be in his corner and, you know, encourage the kid. I think a lot of it's going to be encouragement and just blocking it out, because on a stage like that, how could it not damage your confidence a little bit?
And Drink did mention after the game just the defensive game plan and the scheming from Texas A&M. That's, in the long run, hopefully that's good that Zollers gets to see that, but he's probably never seen anything like that in his football life.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's great experience. I think next year, Mizzou fans are going to be really happy that he's experienced this kind of thing, right? But I think fans need to be patient. You know, he's a 19-year-old kid that just got thrown into this whirlwind, and his first start was against the third-ranked team in the country. And I think the Vanderbilt game, a lot of people looked at that one. He played well, right? He came in and he did a good job, but he didn't have any time to think about going into that game. It was all adrenaline, right? He had 2 weeks to think about starting against Texas A&M. That's a completely different ball game. So yeah, I think Matt Zollers, you're going to love the experience he's getting in the future, but right now it's not going to be great to watch right now, you know, as he's kind of learning. And the SEC, what a place to kind of get thrown in.
Just a couple more minutes with Natalie Jones. Since we have you, Missouri basketball underway, 3-0 start to the season. A lot of people were not happy with the performance against Southeast Missouri. They squeaked out a win. Then they followed that up yesterday with a pretty dominant win against VMI. It's so early. It's hard to read anything from these games, but what do you take away from the very early portion of Missouri basketball season?
Well, yeah, I think their path to 2-0 maybe wasn't what they wanted going into that VMI game, but I think VMI kind of showed when Mark Mitchell and Anthony Robinson are firing on all cylinders, this team, I really think, could compete with anyone in the country when those two guys are having their nights, right? And I think you kind of saw the effect of that in the SEMO game. Like, look, I think SEMO's maybe a bit of a better team than people are giving him credit for as well. I do think they're a solid team, but when you look at that game, it was sloppy basketball. I mean, it was just straight up. That first half was one of the sloppiest halves I've seen from Mizzou basketball in quite some time. So I think it's just cleaning up stuff like that. I don't read too much into games like that. At the end of the day, you get the win, right? But I don't think it really speaks to the talent of this group. I think it was a sloppy night. I think Anthony Robinson and Mark Mitchell both weren't firing on all cylinders that night. And I think you saw what happens when they both are against VMI. That's the Mizzou basketball team that I've kind of seen in the offseason. You know, that high scoring, high powered, you know, fast paced. That's what we've seen here in Columbia throughout the offseason.
Natalie Jones, sports director at ABC 17 in Columbia and Mid-Missouri. Natalie, thanks so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll take a break. Have more coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back out on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're going to get done here in just a few minutes as we'll get out of here early tonight. We've got Billikens basketball. They match up against Lindenwood, and our coverage is set to begin at 6:45 with Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. Before we get out of here for the night, let's listen in a little bit to what Blues coach Jim Montgomery had to say today. Blues last played on Saturday when they could not hold a lead against Seattle, lost in overtime 4-3 despite having a 3-2 lead fairly late in that game. Back at tomorrow against Calgary, and then they'll also play Philadelphia on Friday and Vegas on Saturday during what is a four-game home stand for this team. They got after it during practice today. Also, practice felt a little bit different as they had loud music that was playing during practice, just a bit of a different vibe, and Jim Montgomery explained what they were trying to accomplish by doing that today.
It's not to keep the mood light. It's we need more energy. That's why we brought the music. I think for five out of our last six games, we've played pretty good hockey, yet we're 2-2-2. So, when you're not winning, it doesn't matter what sport, you're not happy when you're on the rink. But our energy is low, and we choose our own energy, and I want our energy to be up. I want us to be talking louder than the music, so we're demanding pucks. There's a couple of reasons for it. It wasn't just to get guys to put smiles on their faces. I want more energy.
Jake Neighbors has gone onto the ice a little bit as he's taken one step in his recovery process. He was also the guy, evidently, who was choosing the music today. Despite the fact that he's been on the ice, sounds like there is still a ways to go with Neighbors being ready to be back to game action.
If you're asking a timeline, I still don't have a timeline because there's a lot of steps to hurdle. Like, he's past the first step, and there's probably six.
The Blues do make a roster move in front of tomorrow's game as Logan Mayhew, he was sent down to Springfield. He's just had a hard time being an every game NHL defenseman. He has really struggled, so now he'll go down and he'll be able to work on some things. They have brought up Hunter Skinner. Skinner has dressed in 11 games for the Thunderbirds this season, has one goal, one assist, four penalty minutes. He came over to the Blues from the Rangers in a trade back in February of 2023, and Montgomery gave his thoughts on what he has seen so far and also going back to training camp from Skinner.
Energy, physicality, attitude. Plus, he has a lot of confidence and poise with the puck. You know, for someone who's, you know, that I don't think people would describe him that way as this type of player.
We are expecting some line tweaks, as tends to be the case with this team. It looks like Oscar Sundquist is going to be back into the lineup, likely to be the fourth line center, which means Nick Bjugstad's going to come out. At least that's the way they practice today. That is not set in stone, according to Montgomery, but he did give his thoughts, if it does play out that way, which it likely will, what he's trying to do and his thoughts on pulling Bjugstad out of the lineup and putting Oscar Sundquist back in.
It's more about getting Sonny into the lineup. It's not dead set that's the lineup for tomorrow. Bjugstad, what I love is he's a great pro. He's done really good things, and he was really good in practice today. He's going to be hard to take out.
The third line is an interesting one because Dalibor Dvorsky is centering Dylan Holloway and Jordan Kyrou. First starting with the wingers, Montgomery said he likes what he sees from Holloway and Kyrou working together.
Well, if they get going, I mean, I thought that last year when that line got going, it kind of carried us into the momentum that we ended up building. And those two, their speed, their tenacity on pucks, their ability to finish gives our team a lot of momentum and a lot of mojo.
And then those two guys with some experience being on the sides of Dvorsky, Montgomery really feels like Holloway and Kyrou have a responsibility to really lead the way with Dvorsky on that line.
Well, they're going to have to take care of Dvorsky. Now, you know, Shen was taking care of them last year. Now it's them to be leaders and take a young guy under his wing who has incredible potential. He's played really good hockey for us. And, you know, we want to see if there's a spark there, if there's a, you know, a chemistry.
We'll probably see Braden Schenn working on a wing, as he has mostly been a winger here recently. He's the second-line left winger between Pugh Suter, Suter in the middle, and then Matthew Joseph over on the right side. Montgomery gave his thoughts on what he has seen here recently from Schenn working on that winger spot.
I thought he's played really well outside of the Washington game. You know, and but that whole team laid an egg in Washington. But, you know, like I think he's been getting more opportunities offensively, and defensively he's done a good job as a winger.
And the final thing from Jim Montgomery, as mentioned, the Blues don't quite have as many games this week. They've got a little bit of time here. So they go from playing Saturday to playing to tomorrow. Then they'll have a few days off before they play on Friday again. That gives them an opportunity to get out onto the practice ice just a bit. And Montgomery likes the fact that the schedule did let up here for this week.
Yeah, it does give us a chance to catch our breath. Because it was a lot of games in a little bit of time. It looked like we were behind most of the average NHL games by two games. Now we seem to be one game ahead. And this does give us an opportunity to take a breath. I know last night was great for me to be home, watch football with my sons, and I didn't even know the records in the NFL. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind.
That is Blues coach Jim Montgomery speaking to the media earlier today. All right, that's going to do it. We've got Billiken's basketball on the way next. Again, they are going to match up against Lindenwood this evening. So far, so good for the Billiken's. They have a 2-0 record, and they are looking to make that 3-0 if they can come away with a win against an inner-city rival tonight as they match up against Lindenwood. One other quick note, this is going to be the last you hear from me this week. We'll have a number of fill-ins for the rest of the week. I've actually got a little bit of a medical procedure I've got to take care of tomorrow, and then I'll be back with you coming up next Monday. So enjoy the week. We got a whole bunch of people who are going to be in here on Sports Open Line for the week, and I'll talk to you again next week. Up next, it's Billiken's basketball right here on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy.
A
and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.